Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 5:47 on hump day morning.
Yeah.
Baby Watch 2017, I guess, is still on.
I texted him this morning.
Yeah, the last time I heard from him was last night at 6:45. If you aren't aware, our guy Bryn yesterday, the woman went into labor.
The woman.
That woman of his.
The fiance.
Anita.
Can't we just call her Anita?
We can. That woman.
She fell pregnant.
She did fall pregnant, and now it's come to the end.
The beginning, Sarah, the beginning.
Of the end of the pregnancy, I meant. She's about to stand back up from that. Yeah, they were at the hospital. Although, I gotta say, when he got here in the morning, he said she didn't sleep all night. And she's walking around. She's having contractions, but they're not close enough together that we're worried about it. This is yesterday morning. And I said, oh, man, we're going to lose him for the secret show. But no, he made it all the way through. We did our live secret show yesterday.
He just texted me. I texted him at 3:00 this morning. Yep. I said, is baby Diamond here? He said, yes. Let me see. What is her name? ? Give us the details.
All right. There we go. So we'll find out.
Oh, maybe let's have him call the hotline.
Oh, great idea. And talk to him. Baby Watch is over. Baby's here.
I bet they both had a long night.
Well, that's what we were talking this morning, because he was actively texting me throughout the afternoon and through the evening as she was, you know, getting ready to maybe get an epidural and everything, and then all of a sudden, nothing.
It looks like he didn't run right out to the hospital.
No, he didn't.
Him and Hooman were posting videos walking around town.
And then they all met. There was a big party over at Grumpy's.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
He rolled in with like 20 deep.
He didn't hurry to the hospital.
Hey, sorry. He's all, come on in.
Wait, at Grumpy's?
Yeah.
Oh, you came, you were with all those people?
Uh-huh.
Oh, they were.
Well, I left my car here yesterday. It was on the street, and then I moved it into the lot.
Uh-huh.
So I could take Uber home.
Right.
But rolled in with all the people, and then in comes walking Rudy, Hooman, Bryn, and we started singing, for he's a jolly good fellow.
Oh my God, hilarious.
It was so funny.
Who was the jolly good fellow?
Well, Rudy was, and then Bryn was.
Okay.
Oh, she did it twice. That song does go on.
Yes, it does. It was hilarious. It was happening.
Yeah.
I was introducing Rudy to like all the girls. Every hot chick, I go, oh, I know her. Da da da. Hey, da da da. Hey, have you met my friend Rudy? Da 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 da. He was just like all over the place.
Rudy opened
and
the show.
And we made him go put on his costume.
Oh.
Go put your dress
put
on.
Put your dress back
and
on.
And then we started going, put your dress on, put your dress on.
Wow. So everyone got S-faced.
No, I mean, that was in the beginning, dude. We were just having a good time.
Yeah, that sounds so fun.
It was hilarious.
He was great yesterday. He opened up the show. Did the secret show wind up getting posted yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, it did. All right. So you can listen to yesterday's live secret show. That's up at RadioAlice.com or wherever podcasts are sold. And he did the first 15 or so minutes, and he killed it. You know, we didn't talk about it during the show yesterday, but Vinny and I watched the whole thing. We were in the upper balcony. There's like this little sort of secret section of the upper balcony. So we're watching the whole thing. And then Bereka from promotions goes to take us to the stage because there's like 1 minute left. And we're like, okay, time to go. So we go up to the top floor because there's some kind of walkover and the door's locked. So then we're like, oh my God, what do we do? I guess we were going to have to go through the front. And then we find this random dude and we're like, do you have a key to the upstairs door? And he sort of looks at us. We're like, we promise we're supposed to. They were supposed to leave this door unlocked for us. So we made it. We walked down just as Hooman's like, all right, come on. We're like, oh, whew.
I didn't see you guys back there, so I was like, all right, well, let's take a look at the costumes on stage. What do you think of Sriracha? Anyone know what UZ is? I was trying.
Oh, is that why you were?
I was vamping.
Because like, it did seem like you were just trying to stall. I'm like, oh, thank God, Hooman's still talking. We made it in time.
No,
Club
I was
Fugazi
stalling.
Is one of the coolest places. I mean, I know
so
that
great.
Getting locked out of our show was weird, but
still, we made it work.
Multi-floored. It's everything. There was no dust.
No,
like, that place was polished, painted, and as old as it is, it was brand new.
Yeah, it's great. It's a small theater. I don't know, 300 people maybe.
Yeah,
and it is just exactly what you want an old theater to
it
be.
Was so
beautifully
cool.
Maintained. The seats are in great condition.
Did you see me lay down on it?
I did.
I would never do that. I'm looking at the seat. I'm all, this is actually clean.
Even the ceiling was kind of shiny.
I could see you. Well, anyway.
Yeah, in the painted reflection. It was
unbelievable.
Incredible. I know. Just a beautiful place. The people there are so great.
They are.
I have got to get over this ridiculous. I've lived here this long. I've never seen Beach Blanket Babylon.
You have to see the show.
Yeah. I got to go.
Bryn says I'm breastfeeding.
Oh, he's breastfeeding. Oh,
yeah.
That's wonderful.
That's his excuse for not calling or giving me any other details.
Did you tell him to call?
Yeah.
All right. Well, look.
I gave him the number.
In case he, you know, wants to use it at some point, we'll get to hear all the details.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Congratulations to them.
Yay!
That's wonderful news. And now we've lost Bryn until 2018.
6 weeks.
I know. Oh. Sounds like a dream, except he's going to be with a baby. That is the thing, you know. I took 6 weeks. Everyone's like, oh, my God, 6 weeks off. And you must be. It is like it's 6 weeks that go by in a flash. And you don't sleep the whole time. And you're thanking God that you have that time because you're like, oh, my God, this would be awful if I also had to go to work during this.
In your defense, you actually had the baby.
Yeah.
I don't know what giving the guy the 6 weeks thing is all about. I do know everyone, you know, has this idea that, well, you need to bond with your baby. In my experience, there isn't a lot of bonding between a newborn.
A lot of keeping your head above water. And...
If anything, it just doesn't come till later.
Yeah. Not very interactive at
right.
first.
I guess you're supporting the mom, you
sure.
know, mom. She's had a rough one. But even that, there's whatever.
Hey, if he's taken his 6 weeks and he's legally allowed to do so, more power to him.
I guess to finish the thought, if you really wanted to use that family time, you'd use it later. It doesn't
right.
seem like using it right then is the best spent.
But you have to. There's a limit as to what you can do.
I get it.
Yeah.
They're just wrong. They just don't know. Whatever
the law is wrong.
Whatever they put together there to help out, it just doesn't seem like that's the best use of the time. But whatever.
There's countries where the parents take like 6 months, a year. It's like,
yeah,
you just take whatever you need. You had a baby.
Well, that's
too bad we don't do our show from. I mean, it's a good thing actually. I should say that we don't do our show from there because we'd just never see Bryn again.
I was just told that the secret show was not posted.
Oh, it wasn't posted.
No.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, we'll double check that, and I'm sure at some point he can.
I'm asking him about it.
Okay. Oh, you got to look. Hey, let's talk about Jane.
Stuff had to get done at Grumpy's, right?
Absolutely. I mean, they had partying to do. That was his absolute last hurrah. He went. I assume that he went from whatever party was happening at Grumpy's right to the hospital.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
He was there like 5 minutes, you guys.
Yeah. Well, he had stuff to do yesterday,
yeah.
for sure.
We pushed him out the door.
Yeah. He's like, wait, what? I'm not done with my... Okay. I guess I'll go to the hospital.
Anyway, Jane, yes.
Yes, Jane.
What was that?
That was Marilyn Monroe.
Right. It
the
was.
The opposite I posted, of Jane.
I posted it on my Instagram if you want to get a look at Jane. Just completely out of character.
Yeah.
And actually, she'd texted me because when we were saying, you know, as Jane, we were sort of going around the room. Bananas at Large is here.
Yeah.
Shame. Jane is Jane here. And she texted me and said, you're not going to recognize me.
Right.
And I'm laughing like, what does that mean? She's.
What does that mean?
What could that possibly mean? And sure enough, she's in white.
Yeah. Even as she was walking forward, I couldn't quite put her face on her. I mean, it like changed everything.
Yeah.
So she had like the curly white Marilyn Monroe, or blonde, I guess, wig on, and then the white dress, the one that blows up from the sewer grate. Oh, that's fantastic. course, she still has like a black mink stole and black sunglasses on, but she's a whole different person.
Right.
It's pretty awesome. I was like, oh, look at that. And then we sang her theme song.
Right.
Wonder how that sounded. Those live secret shows, man, they're just so out of control. Like, stuff gets said that you just can't believe, and you just...
Well, that is
like
the
point. Like, the whole pencil thing. Oh, man, and Rudy with the line of the day with the pencil sharpener. You got to listen to yesterday's... Well, you don't have to.
He says he only edited some minutes.
So I guess we'll get that at some point.
Later today.
Yeah,
later.
If he has time, you know, it does have a brand new baby. At some point, that thing will see the light of day. Or not, that which might be for the best.
Whatever, right?
Yep, exactly. But it was great. And
Someone says Canada gets 1 year of maternity leave.
That's great.
Is that a socialist country?
Well, it has the socialized medicine. I don't think they call themselves socialist. They're a democracy, but they have, you know. I've heard people say it's great. Socialized medicine up there is wonderful. I've heard other people saying it's not that great. So I've never experienced Canada's social system and seem like nice people. I've been to Canada many times, but
that just seems like one of those.
I've never been hurt there.
There's super, you know, like France has that tons of rest, and they will rage in the streets.
Yeah.
if they don't get it.
Yeah, they want their time off. They want their maternity leave. It's okay. If you can make it work in your country, then wonderful. We can't seem to make that work here.
Well, no. Somebody's got to pay for these streets out here. And they got to be repaved, man.
Yes, they do.
Which they're doing right now, by the way.
Everywhere. Pretty much. It's like a cobweb of construction locations all throughout the city.
Yep.
Vinny and I were headed to Club Fugazi yesterday, and we're following whatever GPS. And as we're looking down, I think we were on Broadway, right? We're looking down Broadway. And it's just like a sea of flashing yellow lights and cones. And the GPS goes, take a right here. We're like, oh, this is awesome.
God.
We take a right. We're like, oh, we're
right
done.
Right on Columbus. Thank God.
Right. We'd love to.
Which no one wants to be on Columbus, but we'll take it.
Ever. We'll do it. And then even where we first parked, because we found a spot sort of near the club, we're like, oh my God, a spot. And Vinny has to like back down halfway down the street to get to it and everything. Just signage everywhere, like don't park and trucks and...
It was super questionable where we parked.
Right.
And thankfully, they'd saved a spot for me somewhere else. And
yes.
I was happy to take it because
yes.
It doesn't matter if you think you're in the right. If they tow your car, you're screwed.
Yeah, you're in the wrong at that point.
Right.
We even took pictures of the placards that were up there because they were saying, you know.
I still have that.
Just in case. Yeah.
I kept the picture of my banana standing by my side.
Oh.
The banana and the reindeer.
The banana and the reindeer made their entrance.
Look at you on the street by my sign.
Oh, I am. You should post that. That's pretty funny. The banana. I dress as a banana. It's so funny. A couple weeks ago, I was like thinking, okay, I got to figure out what I'm going to be for Halloween. And I started looking through all our old costumes. Because I don't know if you guys are like us, but every year after everybody wears their Halloween costume, they get put in a box and put up in the attic.
Yeah.
And so I'm up there and I'm looking through and I'm like, I don't even think anybody ever wore this thing. I'm gonna wear this.
The banana.
So, yeah,
with
so I tried it on.
And
I'm like,
a parka.
Yeah. Well, I had to have arms, you know. I had my parka arms sticking out. But then I think I had a hot flash on stage, which was just wonderful. We get up on the stage, and maybe it's because we kind of had to run. We were, you know, hurrying to get
sure.
to the stage. I sit down. I'm a banana. I'm like, oh my God, it's too hot. I pull the top of it off. And then I like feel the sweat break out on my cheeks, you know, that like right over your nose. I'm like, I got to take this thing off. I might actually melt down. I might pull a Wendy Williams right here on the stage.
Oh, you should have done that for us.
I can't. No, I'm not
Come
doing
on.
That. Nobody wants to pass out
look,
on stage.
Cinderella.
Oh, look at that little nugget. She's got the full on. That's a nice Cinderella dress.
Well,
did you make her wait for Halloween to wear the dress?
Yeah, she didn't get that. Well, I didn't make her do anything.
Right, you want to keep it nice for Halloween.
I pulled up and the festivities were already planned and sort of getting in motion.
How
long day yesterday.
Sounds like you had a busy
busy
street. More than even your old house?
Similar. Mm. Similar, pretty packed. More older kids in my new neighborhood.
The ones who want to reach in and just take a fistful of candy.
Well, I've I control my doorway.
Yeah.
Pretty good. But yeah, the ones with the, what is that? Trick or treat, smell my feet. I heard that a few times.
Oh, did you?
I was like, oh, really?
Oh, I didn't hear any smell my feet. I was kind of looking forward to that.
Oh, you like it?
I do. I like when the kids have some, oh my God, the funniest thing happened last night. This one kid goes, can I take a fistful of candy if I show you a trick? And I go, well, let's see the trick. He goes, okay, I've been practicing this my whole life. He's like 11 or something. He goes off kind of to the side of our main path, and he kind of just throws himself on the ground and rolls over and then stands up like he stuck the landing. I go, you can have four. Like, that was not all that impressive. And there were a ton of people around. I mean, it gets pretty thick.
It wasn't impressive at all. He didn't do anything.
Yeah, but he at least made some kind of effort where most people just walk up, don't make eye contact, and reach into the bowl. So he did that, and then I'm like, yeah, it was all right. You can have four pieces. He comes up, and so his friend or whatever goes, you couldn't do it. I go, no, I'm pretty sure I could throw myself on the ground, roll over, and get back up, kid. I know I look elderly, but I think I could do that.
Yeah, I would have called
like,
BS on
like
that
like having
thing.
A fight with an 11-year-old on my front porch. DiNardo came by, too, with his younger two, and it was wicked.
How are those younger two?
They're so sweet. They're the nicest boys.
I never really met those dudes.
They're great. One of them is shooting up like a
I bet.
String bean. Well, I mean, they're a tall family.
His dad's tall.
Yeah. But they're so polite and so sweet. They're just good. The nicest boys. And Maddie was there and everything. So,
Maddie's not that tall, though.
No, she's not.
All right.
She's a teeny little thing.
Yeah.
The Duchess.
The Duchess?
That's what they call her.
They call her the Duchess?
That's her nickname.
Why? Yeah.
It is?
I call her Marty because Maddie is Mari.
Yeah.
I'm always like, hey, Marty.
The Duchess.
But everyone call her friends, call her the Duchess.
That's not a slam?
I don't think so.
It seems like a slam.
She always looks like perfectly put together, you know? She's like the full face of makeup, perfect hair.
But it also sounds like a, you
it's
know.
It's not, no one's saying it like a slam, not that I know of. But everyone goes, the Duchess. Like, oh, who, Maddie? Is Maddie coming?
Oh, see, that's, to me, I would take that as this person's a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm. No, well, maybe that is the root of it, but.
I don't know.
I've never heard it used in it. I mean, she's like the queen of the ceremony, I guess.
And she's fully aware of this.
Oh, she's the Duchess. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Knowing her, she loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I am a pain in the ass.
That's right. I am the Diva Duchess. So anyway, yesterday was great. Thanks to everybody who made the effort to come out in the middle of the day. And I hope your parking nightmares weren't too bad. Seemed like, we found a spot.
It was wonderful. It was so well attended, and I loved that venue.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling
me
you,
too.
I can't get over
good.
It. It felt
so
like,
glad.
It really felt like an episode of Scooby-Doo. You know how, like, they solve a crime in this old theater?
Yes.
That's what it felt like.
That's so funny. It's very old-timey, but
so
also
glad.
Very
I always
clean
worry,
and nice.
Like, is this the right? I
that's
was worried,
the right
what
venue.
What are Sarah and Vinny going to think of this place I've chosen.
Well, you chose really well. Yeah, and the people
sometimes
there were
it works,
so nice
sometimes
too.
It doesn't, but yeah, always worth a try.
The costume contest, always difficult to judge, and so we had some finalists up there, but I gotta say, two separate parties of people came up with Dick and Chumley Construction Company t-shirts.
I tried to get them to get you a t-shirt, but it didn't happen.
If you're listening, if you hear this later on a podcast or whatever, God, I'll pay for those t-shirts. So I was.
You'd think they'd just give you the one off their back.
Laughing my ass, but they might have only made two and they want to, I don't know.
Or they didn't have a shirt.
They just didn't have a shirt
on.
To put on.
Yeah.
But I would pay for those. I came home and Dick and Chumley were out in the backyard working.
Oh my God.
I go out, I'm like, oh my God, you guys. Dick and and there were two different, I mean, these people had designed whole t-shirts, two separate parties of people, both with the yellow construction hats on. It was so awesome.
What did they say?
They were laughing. I mean, they were cracking up.
I'm sure they'd love to see. Did you get pictures of the people?
I don't think I did. Maybe.
In the get-ups?
No, maybe we have some in our gallery. Did we put up a gallery at Radio Alice?
Promotions. I'm not sure if they put it up just yet.
But they'll send them to you.
Maybe they will. That'd be great.
That's a little karma pit. You know how many times I've left events having given my Alice shirt or jacket or hat or whatever other thing they had made? Of course, to the boss's...
chagrin.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
Where's your jacket?
Oh, I gave that away.
Well, a listener wanted it.
It was a $200 jacket that we got for the team. Right. Yeah, but a listener has it now. They love it.
Right.
All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Hump Day. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.